I'm driving into government-held West Aleppo, not along the main highway, which the government side cannot use, but along a route that's been improvised during the years of siege. And I'm going past the first buildings, a housing estate that is absolutely gutted. It looks like a honeycomb. It's been pounded so much. Six-story buildings in ruins. Now this area, that's not all new damage. This area has been heavily fought over. There's been more of that, of course, during the summer as well, and I've just passed the cement factory too. That's one of the targets of the rebels. Over the summer, they held it for a while, cutting the road, the access road that I'm using at the moment. Now, even if this ceasefire works for a week or two, the UN is hoping to bring in aid to the 250,000 people, including 100,000 children, who are cut off on the east side of Aleppo. That's the one held by armed opposition groups. At the moment, it's about 1:05, and you can hear from that noise that there's certainly no lull before the declared time of the ceasefire, which is at sunset this evening. As we drive deeper into this zone of West Aleppo, you can see it's a fresh battleground. A lot of fresh damage. There isn't one building around here that isn't in a state of near collapse. This place has been intensively shelled, intensively fought over. Big earth berms, piles of earth and rubble protecting military positions. There are a lot of soldiers around here. Now we're getting a little further into West Aleppo, and this is an area of considerable damage that I saw when I was here 2 years ago. Again, it's a large housing development, a big housing estate, and it's also been very badly damaged by shelling. But what's happened here, unlike the area on the edge, which is much fresher damage, is that people have moved in here, and you can see improvised homes in all of these wrecked flats with barricades in some of the cross streets because they face down onto the east side of Aleppo, and the idea is that those barricades will stop snipers. It's been a long, hot and dangerous summer in Aleppo, and you can see it in the fabric of the city.